Today, we can say that the people who come into Buddhism or into contact with Buddhism or who start getting interested in it, the majority of them, at least, are not conditioned by Christianity, or very, very little conditioned by it indeed. They're certainly not looking, whether consciously or unconsciously, for a Christianity substitute. Nowadays, I think we can say that we are all, more or less, certainly all those of us who are gathered here, post-Christian. It's not that we're reacting against Christianity, but it often just doesn't mean very much to us. We no longer think, for example, of religion in terms of devotion to a person. This was an integral part of religious ideology in the last century, is an integral part of the faith of many Orthodox Christians even today. But we don't think like that, those who come into contact with Buddhism. For us, we're not searching for someone to worship. We're not searching for a relationship with a person. We don't think of religion in those terms at all. We're not looking very likely for an ethical code. We certainly need a certain amount of guidance in our life, our day-to-day life, but we're not looking for a list of do's and don'ts. In any case, as you know, nowadays ethics is very much in the melting pot. Not that people are unethical more than before, I wouldn't like to say that, but they certainly sit loose, very much so, to any systems or codes of ethical behavior. Most of them, one might say, ethically speaking, live simply by rule of thumb. Also, one can say that nowadays people are not unduly concerned about life after death. During the last century, even among the people we've been talking about, this question of life after death was a burning one. They wanted to go on living after death. But from the talks I've had with people over here since my arrival in this country 18 months or so ago, it seems that people are not unduly concerned about life after death. Lots of people apparently don't even mind considering the possibility that after death they might not continue to exist at all. One can say that for most people, interest does center very much on this life itself. They're more concerned with this life than they are with any future life. Now, these are the negative reasons for the change about which I've spoken, change in those aspects of Buddhism which appeal to us more nowadays, the negative ones. Now let's take a look at the positive ones. I think we can say that nowadays, in English Buddhist circles, we're less exclusively concerned with the person of the Buddha because we have taken more to heart the Buddha's declaration, "He who sees the Dharma sees me." If we understand the Dharma, the truth, the principles taught by the Buddha, then, and perhaps then only, we truly see and understand the Buddha himself, he being the embodiment, the living embodiment of those principles. Nowadays, in so many Western languages, especially in English and French and German, we have so many more translations of the Buddha's teachings from Pali, Sanskrit, Tibetan, Chinese and Japanese than people had 50, 60 and 70 years ago. So it's only natural, therefore, that the interest shifts from the person of the Buddha more and more to the teaching, especially as that shift is reinforced, as I've said, by his own declaration, that he who sees the Dharma sees me. Ethics, I would say, tends to be less central nowadays, not only for the negative reasons mentioned, but also because in the Buddhist movement nowadays, people pay more attention to meditation. If one reads through books and articles about Buddhism, written, say, 50 or 60 years ago, one sees very little reference to meditation. It's the ethics which are all important. But nowadays, ethics seems to have gone a little to the periphery, and it's meditation which now occupies the center of the picture. People, of course, don't neglect ethics, I wouldn't say that, but they understand that ethical behavior is important because of its effect on the mind, and because only a mind which has been prepared through ethical behavior can really meditate or concentrate and meditate in any way satisfactorily. Then again, I would say, finally, that those who make up the Buddhist movement nowadays are less interested in karma and rebirth than their counterparts of 60 or 70 years ago, because they are more concerned, at least theoretically, with realization here and now. And this, I think, is very likely connected with the increasing popularity of Zen. Zen, as you know, stresses very much the here and now. So their emphasis, which many people take seriously, tends to swing interest away from karma and rebirth and the whole future prospect of life after life after life.